What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
That's a circumcised. We found out on the podcast that Chase is not circumcised. Shout out, Chase.
I did not know that.
How did you know that? And I didn't know that. Oh.
Did she say she's seen his dick a few times?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I also found out Josh doesn't think Dan's that big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
he's
I've
also
seen it.
Looked at my dick like 50 times while I was pissing, so.
It's like he tries to look.
It's like, what you doing?
Like, Larry.
Oh, you're peeing? Okay.
I'm like, why are we so close right now? I came over way over here to pee. Him and Larry do that to me.
It's like you go into the urinals and you choose one far away, and then he like pinches it off to shuffle his way down next to you.
I'm not feeling good.
Whoa, don't throw you bitches. There was one.
You crab ass. And the TNT bar had the two toilets in the same bathroom.
That's so weird. Did you share the
bathroom? Wait, what other
no,
place
I
had that?
Doing that.
The one in Twin.
Were they across from each other?
Not the 208. Oh, yeah. I don't ever know what that place is called.
It used to be the Beacon, but I don't know what it is.
Where Amelia tried to get hot wings instead of French fries. I remember. And that one lady asked you, and I'd have been like, no, I'm good. You can wait. Fuck no.
But those ones are next to each other, right? Are these ones across? That would be the best.
Have you seen the
they
new...
They were like across. You had to like look at each
have
other.
Have you seen the new toilet they have out there? One, they share the same tank. One face this, one face this, so you can like poop together.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Forrest Gump where they're like, you just lean up on me and I'll just lean right up on you.
Let me see, where is it? No, that's not what I'm looking for. You call Sean.
They also had a sign at the TNT bar on the guys' bathroom that said no shitting.
Really?
Yeah, no shits in the TNT bar.
Let's see if this is still hooked up.
Who is this person?
Scene Lancaster?
Seeing.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey,
so sounds like you're busy, but we're podcasting right now. And what is the bar in Twin that used to be the Beacon that we go to whenever we're down there?
I don't know. It used to be the Beacon.
It's on the one way.
On the one way? On the one way would either be Milner or Scooters.
Scooters. Yeah, Scooters. That's what it was. I guess the ladies' toilet shares, like, they can look at each other's eyes when they're pooping.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. The ladies' bathroom, they don't have stalls, and there's just two toilets, so you can hold hands and
just reach over and wipe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hands.
I've never been in the ladies' stall. So.
Me either. Our wives were telling us about
this. Yeah, it sounds like it.
I was just told. I was informed of this.
Yeah. Freaking nerd.
Well, you know, I do what I can when I can.
Yeah, it's fine.
Donnie's not allowed back in there.
I bet. I believe it. Hey.
Yo.
Dude, I'm looking at your girlfriend, Dan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, do you have your Velcro glove?
Oh, is it a sheep?
You've been a bad
boy. Oh, there's
boy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them.
Wait, I thought Kayla said...
Oh, shit. Which one's the slowest? Slowest one.
Oh, all of them are slow. They're from Jerome.
Yeah, anything from Jerome is slow.
Anything. Literally anything.
What makes you from Jerome? Because, I mean, I lived there for most of my life, but I wasn't born there. I moved
I
out of there.
I was born here, but I didn't live here.
You weren't born in Shoshone? Shoshone?
No, dude, you can't be born in Shoshone. It's too small.
You can if you're Indian. They just pooped you out in the desert.
Well, I'm Irish, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then that didn't work out.
No, I drank too much for them.
They kicked you out. They're like, we can't have you here.
Yeah, and they're like, no, sir. Hey, you guys called at a great time.
Why's that?
I'm irrigating.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I am actually like knee deep in mud, and Fred is headed down to the head gate.
Wait,
to turn it on more.
Does Fred have Annie too?
No, he took her to Salt Lake. or
oh,
Snowville or something like that.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Then I'll have to come down and see you guys. How long? How long?
I just dropped her off
how
somewhere.
How long is Heidi gone for?
I don't know. God, like 2 weeks.
Sean.
Yeah. What?
Scene. You are my eyes down there. Loving it. You are my eyes and ears in that area.
Buddy, I don't pay attention to what other people are doing.
I know, me either. Lex gives me all the... Lex gives me how the kids say it now. She gives me the tea.
She gives you the tea like testosterone?
Yeah, no.
Like, what does that mean?
I guess...
You need some like, of that.
Yeah, yeah no so... Kids, no are kids. You talking shit about my titties again?
Donnie's talking crap about you.
I always talk shit about Kayla. Fuck. And Peyton.
No, it's
and
Paige. Fred, you dumbass.
Oh, I don't talk shit about Fred.
Yeah, you were.
Nah. I'm just glad his wife's
gone. You said he needs to man up, and
he took Salt Lake or wherever. I don't know. Sean's not useful.
Because what used to be the beacon on Main Street, the one way, and I was like, I don't know, it's either Scooters or Milner.
Scooters. Ah, Fred knew right away, Sean.
Hey, ask.
Well, fuck, I'm not old enough. I never went to the beacon.
Ask Fred if he fixed the shitter where my wife blew it up.
Oh, my God.
No, not yet.
No?
Oh, my God. Damn.
Monday is coming Monday.
She fucked it up.
Your wife's shits were too big.
Yeah,
I figured that Fred was going to have you out there with a snake and that little pipe out back. Here's some beer, Sean.
My snake's only like an inch long, dude.
Nice.
I can't do anything about that.
That's awesome.
A plunger. Take a plunger out there to the clean out.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever plumbing, but a plunger don't work on a clean out.
No, but it'd be funny to watch.
Yeah. You got to use the big old black snake.
Oh, yeah. The black ones are the longest, huh?
Well, that's just they come coated because they don't rust. I'm going to go irrigate. All right,
buddy. Thanks for answering our question.
See you, man.
Oh, yeah, bud.
All right, later, man.
See ya.
Fred still hasn't fixed the shitter that you broke.
It's coming Monday.
Not fucking Monday.
I told you guys. I told you.
Damn.
That and that's with us telling him. If we didn't tell him, who knows when it'd get fixed.
He's like, it'll just evaporate.
But I told you guys, he's going to be like, well, I won't be here. So, yeah, you can come later. That's why that front toilet that Amelia left her poop floating in, I plunged the fuck out of that six times. So there was nothing floating
was
because
poop too.
I knew he was going to take a time. He wasn't going to get it done right away. So I was like, okay, I can't leave this in here. I bet you he still shits and just lets it, you know, marinate in the yard.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's about time you fucking showed up.
What the fuck?
I told Tana, you don't like me anymore.
It is that. Every time I invite her, she goes, no, I don't want to see Dan.
Yeah, she's like, fuck him, dude. Like,
I don't want to be around that guy. He has other friends. I don't want to be around him.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Whatever. You went and saw your best friend.
Randy Johnson?
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, he asked why I replaced him with little Danny Rhodes. I'm like, huh?
I don't Sean Lancaster. Oh.
I forgot where I put my phone. What's up, little wiener? Hey, stop talking. Okay,
you
now you can now you can talk.
You talk.
What were you saying?
Are you still podcasting?
Yes.
Good. So your last podcast, you were talking about people getting puked on.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was Josh, right? Josh got puked on. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you remember New Orleans at all?
Yeah, I remember everything about New Orleans. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember how you let me get puked on the tour bus?
Yeah, it was awesome. That's my wife.
Yeah, you guys were like, oh, my God, she's going to puke. I'm going to move to the front.
You blame
her.
And
I'm not going to tell Sean a fucking thing.
I wanted to stay in that seat, and she's like, no, move. And I was like, what about your sister? Like, she's fine. Yeah, in Louisiana. Yeah, she knew.
She was fine.
as soon as I said that's
you
my wife's fault.
You didn't fucking even tell me.
I didn't know what was going on until we were already up there. And then I was trying to send you codes.
Yeah, I got fucking roused on.
He did.
Gross. Some,
I think they kicked her off the bus, too, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think she willingly left because she was embarrassed, but...
Yeah.
He kicked her off.
You should have just 100%. Caught it with your shirt and gave it back to her.
Make dude, it like a I little caught it bowl. With the back of my neck.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Ew. It was on the back of you. So we were
it
in...
It was gross. and you guys knew it was going to happen and didn't warn me.
Don't say this, you guys. It was all Lex. I was not involved. I just did a story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you get a video?
Yeah, you didn't know it was going to happen at all.
I honestly didn't until we were up front. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then she said it. I was like, she is not. And then she did it. I was like, oh. So this
yeah,
was
you guys
the puking.
Couldn't have said
this
anything
was
about like, hey,
Sean and Kayla.
You
this
take
was
our
us.
Seat.
And this was the puking girl right behind Sean and Kayla. And Lex is like, Mr. Bus Driver, can we move up front? So we went, doo, 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 doo. And I was like, what about your sister and Sean? She's like, fuck them. And we're sitting up front. And then this one went, bleh, 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 bleh,
oh, dude, like
right down
fucking,
Sean's back.
But just huge.
Was there chunks?
Yeah, fuck you, Lex.
She can't hear you. He said, fuck you, Lex.
I'm going to remember that forever.
What? We had to move.
See? Her fault, not mine.
And she puked within 2 seconds.
Was there chunks?
I am going to remember that forever.
Forever.
And then he got touched by a ghost.
And then he got touched by a girl. What?
Ghost.
Oh, a ghost. You were touched by a ghost.
Dude, that was kind of creepy.
It's kind of awesome. I was jealous.
But
nobody's tucking in my shirt.
The most memorable thing is getting puked on because of Lex.
Because of Lex. It's her fault. Sean was like back there, if you're going to spew into
spew
this.
And, spew onto me.
And he just opened up his shirt collar.
And, you know, they couldn't even be like, hey, why don't you move to our seat so you don't get puked on?
Yeah, right?
Nah, fuck yeah, yeah, no. Just move to the front.
She did this to me in Vegas, too, Sean. So we're in we're at Carrot Top, front fucking row. And she moved me to, like, six rows back in the middle. I didn't. He didn't drink out of my drink. I kept the straw, though.
Shake his hand.
She had us because some drunk lady fell on me. I had to pick her up and help her to her seat kind of thing. Like, and Lex like, she's going to puke. She's going to puke. And moved us. And that bitch never puked. She just passed out. She fell asleep in the front row. They made fun of her a lot. She never puked. I could have still been in the front row, hurting my neck, looking at Carrot Top.
Buddy, I don't really feel bad because you didn't get puked on.
No. So see, I have been puked on, though. If that helps.
Well,
like,
you have been. That's
well,
fine.
It was a big, fat, drunk
your
man.
Your story is illegitimate.
And I was saving his life, and he puked on me.
Well, that's fine.
See?
Did you save his life?
Well, yeah, because I laid him the right way so he didn't choke on his own vomit.
Well, there you go. That's a lot better than just sitting there enjoying a fucking tour.
You weren't enjoying it.
I was not enjoying it.
But you
and
were
I
on
really
the tour,
didn't
yes.
enjoy it later.
I totally forgot about
but,
that. I really did forget about that.
I know. That's why I texted you after your last podcast to see if you even fucking remembered.
No. No, I remember. I remember
that's
the
what
text.
I was hinting towards that. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, he doesn't even fucking remember.
No, it took text, you saying, dick. Do you remember New Orleans? Like, yeah, I wasn't drunk. I remember. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking dick.
I also remember the balls. That you wouldn't go and
dude,
poke.
Dude, that guy. Dude, he had bigger balls than me. That's all I got to say.
You should have went and poked it with a stick. See if he was dead.
I should have. He might have been dead.
He might have been.
The homeless guy that was like
yeah,
passed out with a
passed out with the shorts and one testicle out.
Sticking out.
It was awesome. That was actually probably one of the best times I had in New Orleans.
Oh, dude, I had fun.
It was nice and relaxing. Yeah, it was a good time.
We still didn't do the whiskey tasting.
No, I was a little upset about that. I cried for a day. I called you many names to my wife. Yeah, she doesn't have headphones on and she cannot hear you, but she knows exactly what we're talking about. Because she's like,
what?
If Kayla didn't have to poop that night.
Oh, God, blame it on Kayla. Way to go.
Nah, we'll go back
hey,
again.
Dan. Oh, Dan, yeah. You got to go with us next time.
I'm down, man. I love New Orleans.
Or can we just go to Las Vegas? Because I like Las Vegas a lot
so
more.
Fun.
No.
Look, we can do both.
I mean.
Dude, New Orleans is too weird.
Yeah, but okay, look. But picture.
That's what I like about
you
it.
And Kayla, Dan and Tainta.
Picture this. I was butt naked.
Me and Lex. Doing
banging
it on the bathroom
floor.
But you were
hey,
both
I
butt naked.
I got home. I got to go.
All right, buddy. Catch you later.
See you, man.
Yeah.
That That would be fun in New Orleans, the six of us in New Orleans.
I'm down, man. I love New Orleans.
Me too. New Orleans.
I like the weirdness.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Can't we get like a something in the French Quarter where it's like you get three rooms that are kind of on the same level?
It's not far from the French Quarter.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
And it's right. Wait for it. Tana, earmuffs. Right by the casino.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm just saying the timeshare is right next to it. We actually went to it on our last night just to dick around.
We stayed for free when we were there, which was great because during Mardi Gras, like, everything's crazy expensive. But we were across the river, which was a bitch. That's where we were the first time. We were across the river. Yeah.
Oh, with your dad. We had to walk through the Yeah, but we stayed there because it was only a mile from the Superdome, and we were there for the football game. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we stayed at that other one across the river. So, because him and I, actually, it was 2 miles away. I don't know, two or three. Yeah, you guys walked the and we walked to watch the Cowboys dominate the Saints in the Superdome. And it was pretty fun.
It's a long ways, though, across that river. And, like,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we didn't care. Yeah, but when we went to, like, walk around the downtown area, we didn't walk there. Your dad drove in park. Remember, he tried to kill us.
We walked it the first night because we thought the tram was going. The tram wasn't going.
Stupid tram.
What was fucking the tram. Lift?
Oh, yeah, because we walked past the homeless encampment. Yes,
like no, it was more than, it was like $190, something like that. It was like the parade got over and we tried to hail a lift and it was like $190.
Yeah, I've never been able to see the Mardi Gras parade. I did get to see one set of tits and they were pretty nice. Fred and I, we waited and like the mom's like, no, I'm her mom. And the mom like stormed off. And then I was looking for the mom later to tell her they look good. It was okay.
I'm sure she would have appreciated that.
Yeah, but I couldn't find her.
Damn.
I did get to see one set, though.
Opportunity missed.
Yeah. I keep trying to get my own beads, but nobody throws me beads for my titties.
I saw like three or four pair while I was there.
Yeah.
But I got some beads. I got some really cool beads.
Did you show your titties?
No, we had to do like push-ups on the street for beads.
No, fuck that. I'd rather show my titties.
Same. It was gross.
What's that? The last time we just saw the testicles, yeah. But the time before with your dad, because your dad and I, you walked off, but your dad and I stayed to see the boobies.
Yeah. Dad and my husband are checking out.
Yeah, yeah. They were nice.
With your grenade, yeah. I saw that big old black lady with, like, the massive, and they were pretty saggy.
That's the, that was the trip that Fred decided he can't keep up with us on drinking. Me either. No hangovers, nothing. I remember having, your dad and I had two of the, we had the grenades, but we also had the, what's the other one? Not tsunami. A tornado. There's another one. We did have grenades. Yes.
It's a, you have to have at least one grenade, but.
Yeah. What's the other one?
Hurricanes.
Yes. We had some hurricanes. Your dad didn't finish his. He threw his hurricane away. And I was like, I would have drank that.
It's a lot of sugar.
And then we're trying to drive back. He's running the red light. Red light.
Oops. Oops, we made it. We lived. So wait, what bar did you guys hit that night? Because I thought you said you were going to Rocco's that night. On the text, you did.
Yeah, well, I wanted to play pool. So
yeah, that's what it was. You said I'll go to Rocco's and play a couple games
of
pool. So
we're gonna go to the firehouse, which has pool, but we could not. There wasn't a parking spot anywhere. Even all the businesses next door, full. Like, so it's like, even if we go in there, if you find a parking spot, there's not gonna be a pool table open. So we went down to TNT's, which is like another bar down.
Didn't we go there the last time we were here? And then
I don't think you've ever been to
TNT's. No,
they
were closed. No, we went and pulled in the parking lot. And they either didn't have food or they didn't have food. And we drove off. That's when we went back to
TNT's?
Yeah. Yeah, we pulled in there first.
It's not a bad little spot. I don't mind it. That's where we got banana bread one time and gave it to the Uber driver. The karaoke's pretty legit.
Karaoke? Do you two the karaoke?
I used to, but the last time we were in Jackpot, I did it, and I made a fool of myself.
I am never brave enough to. What would be your karaoke? What would be your go-to song?
Plush.
What?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, okay. I was like, huh? Tana, what would be your go-to song if you did karaoke? Look, if you weren't a chicken shit and you did it, you've got to have one song. You'd be like, all right, I'll do this one.
We've been married for a long time, and I don't know if I've ever heard her sing a song where I was like, that sounds good.
Lex, what would be yours?
I'm just being...
You're such a bitch.
If you were to do it.
It's like, the truth.
I'm going to get cleaned up.
It's the truth. What would you pick, though?
It's called Too Sweet.
Hoser.
Hoser?
H-O-O-Z-I-E-R?
Hoser?
I know of it.
I don't know. I don't.
We'll have to play it.
I would do Call Me Al by Phil Collins. Not Phil Collins. Jesus Christ. It's not Phil Collins. Shut the fuck up. It's Paul Simon.
Oh.
Son of a bitch. Fucking lie to me like that.
Some, I thought you were going to pull some like weird Al Yankovic or some bullshit.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, I would know all the words, but no. That is probably my, if I had to pick one song that's my all-time favorite, it's Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Okay.
And what first got me into that song.
That's your favorite or your favorite karaoke song?
My favorite song. Like, I just love that song. And what got me into it was when I was a kid, I watched the video of it. And the video of it is Chevy Chase and Paul Simon. And so I just, because I love Chevy Chase, I just ended up loving that song. And the words are awesome, too. I just like, God damn it. Wasn't recording for any of that, so nobody heard about the 10 empty supposed tequila bottles that aren't here.
10 empty tequila bottles.
Yeah. And they're and all look, in like a nice.
Look, they're not all tequila.
Alexis! There's vodka. The triangle.
There's rum. There's tequila. There's all kinds.
Of course, you know your whiskey again, and beer.
Oh, yeah, but nothing I named was whiskey or beer. But yes, I like my liquor.
Okay. I'm going to introduce myself.
Wait, who are you?
I am Titties.
You know.
Titties McGee.
Titties McGee?
No.
Moo?
No, ew.
I'm never going to not call you Moo. You know that.
And right? That's like how when we talk about you, that's how I know you.
When you're like 40 years old and be like, what's up, Moo?
You know, Riley is not little. Oh my God. He's probably bigger than your dad now, but I still call Riley little man.
Okay.
Yeah. Always will. Alyssa's always and bug. Yeah.
Let's just always say that I'm May on the podcast. I don't know. That's
May?
Funny. That's my middle name.
All right. We'll give you the nickname of May.
Okay. Dad, if you do not obey by these rules, I will kick you off the podcast. Okay.
Damn, Dan.
I'm not calling you, man.
I'm sorry. Damn, Girth Brooks.
In my summer camp, people call me Lil D. So
Lil D.
Yeah, Lil D.
That's what they call me, too.
Why? Why?
For which one? Me or her? Or her.
I know yours.
They call me Lil D because... I honestly don't know why they call me Little D. Somebody just came up with Little D. They were like, I think it actually came.
Is that your rapper name? Do you like spit out some sick rhymes?
I like apples.
I like apples? All right.
That's my rap.
All right, Will Smith.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the Poundcast. 3 hours later.
Wait, do I have that one?
2 hours later.
2 hours, Donnie.
I did have it.
Nope. He doesn't have the 3 hours. Just
boom,
hours.
Shakalaka. You know what Riley didn't
am
know?
Cringing.
He didn't know from downtown. The whole basketball thing, like they're like from downtown when they're shooting the three-point. Yeah. He didn't know that. He's like, "What is that?" I was like, "That's what it used to be." No, this Kobe.
That was what was that? NBA Jam.
Where are you two going? Together? Interesting. Ooh. Interesting.
Oh my gosh, I NBA remember when...
Jam. Yeah, NBA Jam. That's
a good fun. I remember.
But they took it from the announcer from the games. Yeah,
yeah. From downtown.
Yes, yeah. And Roddy didn't know it. I was like, how do you not fucking know this?
Hell yeah.
I remember when me, my dad, Donnie, and Alexis, my dad and my mom, I don't know if I can say their names. I don't know.
You say whatever you want to say.
Donnie, stay out of this conversation. I know this is your podcast, but...
Oh,
womp womp. I remember when Alexis was going to go to the bathroom, and this, I don't know, she may have been old. I don't know.
Talking about scooters that just happened?
Yeah.
Shared the bathroom with her?
And shared the bathroom, yeah, because they were...
Where was she 20 minutes ago?
There were two toilets at this restaurant and one bathroom, no stalls. and then this person just asked Alexis, "Can I pee with you?" And so they just went to the bathroom with
Deja
each other.
Vu.
What?
Deja vu.
Yeah. It's like this was talked about already. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Really? It really? Was?
Yeah.
So crazy.
Oh my gosh. We already talked about it.
Yeah. We even called somebody on it.
Dang it.
Where were you 20 minutes ago?
Up your butthole through the corner. Whoa. Around your man titties. Whoa. I can't say boobs because.
Oh,
know,
dude.
You don't have boobs.
So. You know, I'm very, like, sensitive chill about my man titties. Actually, you know what I hate more? It's not, I mean, I hate my saggy man, but it's the fucking fat in the armpit from the titties.
The side tit?
Yeah, the side tit. Donnie, that's what I hate the most of.
Donnie, I would God say you're it like a double D in bra size.
What if we talked about bullying?
How do you tell?
Not
like
nice.
Double D's are big.
Like, look, not nice.
Double D's are big.
I can't hold my testicles in my hands, but I can hold my titty.
Ew, so what? Donnie. No, what?
Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Subject.
Yes.
So
you're doing summer camp, huh?
I mean,
little D.
I'm doing jail time if we're saying
you
summer camp.
You like it?
Did they send you to Scared Straight?
No, they sent me to a Halloween store. It's just like really weird people there. Cause like some people are like really really nice, and there some people are like really really mean, and there's like 25 bullies there, that's, and then there's like
that's life,
yeah,
that's everywhere,
yeah, that's work,
yeah,
that's yeah. This is the mall, and
just gotta cling on to those nice people.
So talking about that, Amelia, mm-hmm. That's how like we grew up, okay. Like, you couldn't go to school without there being some bullies there. That's just how it always
all
was.
The time, yeah. I mean,
it's not so nowadays, funny. It's like a federal crime to bully somebody, which, whatever. I was never fond of bullies, and I beat up on bullies. But, like, literally, it's like, sometimes I'm like, God, I wish you were just fucking bullies. You man up, to, you know, with my kids. Like,
yeah.
I tell Riley Carey this, I can't, it's too heavy, I can't do it. I was like, and you want to play fucking football, bitch? That's 20 pounds, pick it
I
up.
I remember
like,
whenever we were picking up furniture and Riley can barely even pick up like the small shelf, but I was picking up like an 8 foot long big shelf.
So are there bullies in your school?
Yeah, somebody, I got their number once because we were really best friends. And then she turned on me, backstab.
Don't beat up the mic. It did nothing.
It's an ugly color. It's orange.
Whoa.
Anyways, she called me a purple nurple on text, and I was like, I prefer grape flavor. And if we're making fun of each other by hair, then I'll call you fishnet because her hair looks like a fishnet.
So, ouch. What's a purple nurple to you?
Those are mean burns.
It's where you like. It's where somebody pinches your nipple.
Okay.
And then it turns purple.
The titty twister. Okay.
Yeah, titty twister.
I don't know why that would be a name. It's like, you're a purple nurple.
Wait, can people comment? Harsh. Can people comment on the
podcast? Sure can if they want to.
Okay. So I'm going to need you guys to comment what me and Donnie's little duo should be called, but titties has to be in the name.
And you can do that at www.fuckoff.com. Yeah, <cool.
laughs> I like how I just got excluded from that.
It's a duo, not a trio. Okay. You can hold her up so she's my height.
Because I never let her on the podcast. So,
yeah.
That was something I was trying to talk to my kids about. Like, because I feel like I love my kids. Yeah. Alyssa is the type. She's so quiet, reserved, and nerdy that she would get bullied in my time. And so I asked her, I was like, so are there bullies? Are there, you know, do you get picked on at school? Or back when she was going to Sage, not now because she, I mean, fuck, there's internet bullies.
Yeah,
you give a shit
too,
about online
she's
school.
She's too
but,
scary.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to touch her. She's
well,
too scary.
What Riley said was she has a huge group of friends, so nobody would pick on her. But I don't feel she'd be honest with me either, and that's what sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't even know nowadays is there because I was... It was
a
joke,
like
but I was still
crime.
Like yeah. somewhat serious. It's
totally,
like a federal
dude.
Offense to bully somebody. It's,
like
it's crazy. Yeah. So I don't know schools nowadays.
It's
is
still
there?
I think, but and it always will be.
I know there's the cyberbullying, which causes suicide yeah. And all that. And
I think that's probably like the most prevalent.
Yeah. Now.
I think that like
there's no more shoving kids in lockers and
because go on and look at like Facebook comments of like a post and you're just like, wow, that person would never say that to somebody's face.
Yeah.
It's like worse.
Well, fucking, what do they call those? The
keyboard warriors.
That's what I was thinking. Keyboard warrior. Yeah. Fuck off, dude.
I feel like because some people as a joke will be like, you mentally bullied me or like physically. And I just feel like you shouldn't really like joke about that because it's kind of like, because it, bullying is like a serious matter. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, people, it seems more serious now than it did back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, and probably because people had some like, it's, it could be traumatic for some people, I think, you know?
Yeah.
But I also think that like, if you look back on your days as a child, like you're going to remember the bullies.
Yeah.
But you're going to remember the people that like supported you too. You know what I mean? They were like, hey,
picked you up after the bully knocked you down.
Screw that person. Blah, blah, blah. Like that is probably more impactful. And that's kind of what, that's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
I want you to be that person.
And you've got the, you've got the wit too that, that like, So there was one time where like I think it was the only time I can remember anybody trying to bully me, and it was the most lame attempt at bullying that I'd ever had.
It's a sweetheart.
I heart you. I moved from Jerome to Wendell, and there were some kids there who'd done that too, and they recognized me, whatever, and halfway through, there was one kid who thought he was, like, just awesome. He was all popular and blah, blah, blah. Thought he was great. He's like, dude, what are you, gay? All I ever see is you hanging out with girls. And I'm like.
Now you would be proud of that.
So what I said in return was, why are you looking for a date? And that's what I pictured, like, if somebody tried to bully you, like, you would do.
Yeah.
Or you'd be like, lint liquor. You got dirty mouth, clean it up. Like, you've got that wit that you would.
I feel like the younger
fight back in a sense.
Younger
not,
siblings build that through being bullied by their older siblings too. So like she's gotten, you know, she's been put through the ringer by her older sister.
Yeah.
I think Riley's the same sense. Like,
yes.
Like
for me, it was the opposite.
Build a tough skin.
So my sister was older, but she was a pansy. She doesn't bully. But I was bullied by my two younger brothers.
Yeah.
It does sound funny. We're all close in age. Yes, they're smaller than me, whatever. But the problem was is that I couldn't fight back.
Oh, yeah.
I was not allowed to do. They could hit me, and I could not touch them.
Yeah.
So, like, my dad used to tell a story, but, like, we'd be out front, and they'd be on me, and all of a sudden, he's like, all right, Kai, oh, fine, Donnie, go ahead. I'd throw him off, and I'd walk away. Josh's favorite game was he would run in, hit me, start crying until my mama hit him. So he would hit me.
Yep.
I would get in trouble for it. And that's how it was. Like, those two would gang up on me. So in a sense, I was bullied by my two younger brothers, but not like it affected me kind of bullied, but it was the opposite of being the younger sibling and having to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
You because should, I couldn't kick, touch them.
She kicks Squash's ass next time you see him, dude.
He keeps trying to wrestle me and he never wins.
Who's Squash? Never win. Who's Squash?
My brother. Who's, have you never met Squash?
I have met Squash.
He has a fanny pack.
The short one? One tan test.
Really short, really short shorts and a fanny pack.
My dad
He's
came.
Very short, like shorter than you.
It's funny because it's true.
I'm 4'11", and he's like.
Are you 4'11"?
Yeah, I am.
Well, you are taller than my sister-in-law.
Really?
James's wife is only 4'9".
4'3"?
Damn. Yeah. Short little Chicana.
She gives a knife in her
sock, though.
I feel like, because I've always been thinking this is totally off topic.
Totally.
But I feel like Doc would be my dad, Yeti would be me, and Pearl would be my mom, and then we're still looking for one for Kennedy.
That is a weird relationship between you and Pearl, Doc.
Me? Why? What do you mean?
I mean, she's so much smaller than you. That's just weird.
Don't think of it like that. Don't do it.
Have you met me?
Okay.
Can't help it.
Me and my mom were going totally off topic as well.
I'm fixed.
But totally.
What? Me and my mom. Me and my mom were prepping meal plans.
Are you
and
in real
stuff.
Life? No, I'm not.
We're prepping.
I should be. Prepping. I'm listening.
Prepping meal plans and stuff.
You're a preppy.
And then I, ew. And I saw an eggplant on the calendar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it all purple?
Yes.
You think your dad will remember to get it from the store?
Well, we don't buy eggplants.
I keep forgetting. Because I keep
forgetting.
That's why I have to put reminders.
Don't you like to eat eggplants?
It's on the calendar.
Never. My mom always has me check off the grocery list stuff, uh-huh. And it's never on the grocery list.
So you're saying she forgets it too?
Because I keep forgetting.
And why wouldn't it say groceries instead of just eggplant?
It's a picture because some people need picture references to remember stuff.
You know what?
Some people need that visual reference.
I never want
to be able to remember.
There was like five of those days.
Yes, because for 5 days he forgot it.
I did like grocery orders like five times over and kept forgetting.
See, we don't have to do that.
The best grocery
because I just
order,
make my wife grocery shop.
Dad, the best.
She's like, I don't want to go with you. I was like, you're going with me. I'll forget shit. You're going.
The best.
The two times she didn't go with me, I had to call her every fucking aisle. Is this what you want? Is this what I'm getting? I don't remember shit. I'm old. So she has to go with
still
me.
Still mess it up.
I still mess it up.
The best grocery order my dad has ever made is like six gallons of bleach and then like two cases of beer.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
So my most recent grocery trip, which was probably about a month ago without Lex, and I had to call her. She wanted me to get yeast.
Yeast.
And so I'm on the phone and Carter's with me. And this lady obviously knew I was very confused. Some random lady goes, this is the one she wants. And just hands me. She couldn't hear Lex on the phone.
Fleischmann's.
Yeah, she couldn't hear Lex on the phone. She just understood what I was questioning.
Telepathic.
And she knew exactly what was going on. She's like, this is the one. And just hands it to me. I was like, thank you. Because I don't. I don't understand that shit.
It's like
if you were a single man, that's how you could pick up women in the grocery store.
Right?
Donnie.
Just that confused.
But it's like if you.
Which wouldn't even be acting.
Just like, I need yeast. I think I need some yeast in it.
I'm in the fucking bread aisle in the fetal position. Like, I don't know what to get.
Alexis asking you to go to the grocery store is like you asking Alexis to go to Home Depot to get wood, like 5x4.
Love
or
Home
four
Depot.
By five. My dad goes every single week without doubt, and maybe even like three times a day. He's like, oh, forgot that. Totally didn't forget that. He just wants to go.
I could spend so much time in Home Depot and Lowe's. I prefer Home Depot, but Lowe's is closer to me.
But you know what the best part of it is? That Home Depot is really close, but by Home Depot, because my dad already knows the location of Home Depot.
I would hope so.
But,
I mean, I could get to Home Depot from here.
By Home Depot is the dollar store, and I am a dollar store.
So you guys separate and go your own ways?
Yes. Well, he's only taken me once. My mom usually takes me, but I just go in by myself, take my purchases.
The dollar store sucks.
It's so good. It's like the cheap thrill.
So does he have to stay in Home Depot for hours because that's how long you're in the dollar store?
No, I've been getting really, really, really consistent with being like fast and stuff. The longest it's ever took me is like I would say about 25 minutes. But the smallest amount of time that it's ever taken me was about 2 minutes.
Sent that to Riley Listen Carta.
Wait, let me see.
Send that to me too. The last time.
Don't ever do it.
The last time I took her to the dollar store, it was like we walked in. And so like, okay, if I take her to Home Depot, I know exactly where I'm going in the store,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
Like I got like three things. Boom, boom, boom. And she's like walking behind me, but she's like, you walk really fast. And she's all out of breath and like sprinting. That's how I was in the dollar store behind her.
Right.
Because she knew exactly where she was going. Yeah. She had the whole story, like the whole store memorized, was like booking it from one edge of the store to the other.
Meow.
And it was fucking funny.
I am the same way. So like Home Depot, Lowe's, Best Buy, Costco. Home Depot, Lowe's, and Best Buy are because I know where I want to go, what I want to look at, and I know where it's at. Costco's because I want to get the fuck out of there because people are Costco dicks in Costco.
I hate Costco.
I am so sick of people like who will turn their cart like sideways traffic. And block an aisle to talk.
It's like traffic.
Yep. I'm like, bitch, I will fucking plow through your
it's
goddamn
so
cart.
Frustrating, bro.
I don't care. I will hit your cart.
I will swerve.
My new thing at Home Depot, though, is when I go, every time I go, whatever I need, that aisle is closed because they're moving like a forklift.
I know.
And I told Tane about it twice in a row. And I was like telling her the whole story the last time I was there, whatever. And then we went this last weekend.
Oh my gosh.
She went with me. And we walked straight back and right to the, like, the aisle. And boom, like gates across. And she starts laughing.
You know what
it was
do?
Like perfect for her to witness it.
Was anybody around it in there at the time?
No, because they were like, so, but they were on the other side. They were bringing in like a big old freaking.
What you do is you send her in, tell her what to grab and where, and then they come out like, God damn it, I told you not to climb through that gate. Get over here. Then you still get your item. You get away with it.
I had to go look, though, dude.
Yeah. I do. I love home. I honestly, weirdest fucking thing. I can spend an hour in the hardware, the screws and the nails. Like, there's so many different. I'm like, oh, I could use that for this. I could use that for this.
You know where you
like,
need to go for that. Is Ace Hardware.
Ace?
Dude, it's like...
Ace is the place.
Old school.
Actually,
like hardware store.
They have a new one, new-ish.
TikTok.
Overland and Orchard area. Mm-hmm. So when I was working, when the Idaho Pizza there was a Rent-A-Center and I was managing it, that Ace was a Honks 99 cent store.
Oh.
Now it's Ace, and Lex and I went in there, and yeah, I mean, there's so much shit in there, but
for
also
hardware,
they're
though,
not...
Dude?
They're not the cheapest.
No, but for hardware, that's probably, in certain circumstances, the only place in the valley that you can find what you need.
I feel like this is old man talk.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
It is.
There's a 40-year-old, and then there's
Dad
a 80-year-old.
You're 80?
No, not quite.
Jesus, Dan.
Not quite.
Donnie.
Yes, ma'am.
My dad is 40.
I'm not 80. I'll be 40 in 4 years. I'm 36.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm 46. Well, 45. I'll be 46 this year. I'm seriously, and I don't know if it was at 40. I don't know if it was my entire life because, again, Lex, other people think I had the ADD or whatever because my half senses.
Attention.
I could walk from here to your living room and not remember why I was going in there.
Oh, that's what I do all the time. Like, I'll get up and
well, good. I'm not alone. Because, at work, I will walk 20 feet. I'm like, why the fuck was I coming back here? What was
that? Only happens to me.
And then,
yummy.
Yeah.
The good times.
And then
the good reasons for it to happen.
And then you'll walk back, and it was such a far walk. And then you'll be like, that's what I needed 20 minutes after. And then you're finally comfy. It's like,
But also, like, and I told Lex, I was like, the whole thing with me and my house, there's so much that I'm thinking about. Again, when I forgot what I was going to talk about earlier, I'll go from one thing, I'll jump to another, and there, and there. But in my head, I'm having the full conversation. So I was like, and they're like, what are you fucking talking about? I was like, weren't you just sitting next to me? How do you not know what I was talking about?
I know, I hate whenever people do that. Because I'll be texting, like, my friend, my old friend, Sophia, and I'll be like,
Sophia Vergara?
Well, no.
Oh. You said your old friend. She's kind of old, so.
Stop.
So, last time you were on, you told Josh you were sad school's over, which, look, I get.
When did I say that?
The last time you were on the podcast for a little bit. Right before you roasted his ass very harshly.
Yeah.
I mean, you got him. I'm pretty sure he went home that night and cried into his pillow.
Off-brand groceries.
Now, you told him that you missed school, which is awesome. I'm partially the same way. I liked school mostly in high school because
partially.
I did a lot of stuff.
Partially.
But yes, thank you. I need that one on the too. Do you do anything other than your lit? Daycare. Do you have anything else that you do during the summer?
Yeah. I swim in. I swim in my pool. I ride my bike. I walk around the cul-de-sac. Don't touch my microphone.
We'll get it right up to your mouth. Okay. So you have friends in the area?
Adley. And then, but she doesn't really necessarily. Ooh, I probably shouldn't have.
So. That's fine.
That's fine.
Do you like make plans to go hang out with friends at the mall? Do you go to the movies? Like, I'm just trying to think back of when I was about your age and it was summertime. I was never home. You know, we were out always with our friends. Movies, the mall, riding our bikes.
I don't have that many friends. Hell no.
Well, and also, you live in a different area than I did.
Yeah.
I grew up in small town USA. We'd get on our bikes and we would just ride forever. But
I live in like a...
Do you make plans with friends from school? Do you...
I don't necessarily know, but I have... We haven't had... Me and Adley haven't had a sleepover yet because she's always busy.
But she's like... She's older than you, right?
Yeah, she is, but there's a girl...
And she's like the neighbor friend, and I don't want to say forced, but it's like... I don't know a better word right now, but she's the neighbor friend. I'm saying, yeah. Do you ever make plans, sleepovers, hangouts with your friends from school?
Oh.
The people you didn't want to leave because you didn't want to leave school because of your friends. So do you try to... No. I'm asking this because my kids are fucking retarded. I don't know what's wrong with my kids. We could be in the mall, and it's not just my kids, I guess. So we could be in the mall, and Riley's like, hey, Dad, there's two of my friends.
School. Can't talk
and I was like,
him.
Well, get over there. Go hang out. I was like, no. And he would just kind of hide his face and walk away.
You got a bunch of phone numbers from your friends before at the end of school?
Whenever I was friends with Sophia, we were...
Vergara.
No, Donnie.
Why not?
Squap.
Do you even know who she is?
No. So me and Sophia would make plans. We would always have so much fun. But she lived in like a very bad apartment where only like bad kids lived. And so we would go out in the middle of the night. We would sneak out into her neighborhood.
You hear this, Dan? You hear this? You're admitting to sneaking out in front of your papa?
And then we would climb trees in the apartment complex. And
when did you live in an apartment complex?
This is that her Sophia's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I actually remember that name. I remember like a couple times we were over and Tainta was dropping you off there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We made cupcakes and pancakes and the pancake sucked.
So you're the same. I know you're not the same generation because you're a few years younger than me, but the same kind of thing. Like her age, if you ran into a friend outside, you noticed a friend, you would run over there and... I mean, I would have jumped on my friend, tackled him. I don't know, done something like, what's up, punk? You know, hung out and talked. I'm like, Mom, can we go do something for a bit?
Now you go home and message him on Snapchat.
Riley did the same thing when he finished football for Optimus. He got probably 13 of the teammates' numbers. And then all he does is he messages them and they play fucking Fortnite or something online. I'm like, he's like, I've got a lot of friends. It's like, when do you hang out with them? He's like, well, we play a lot of games online. It's like, what the fuck? Yep. When did it become like bad to want to hang out with your friends and see your friends and enjoy their company in person?
Yeah, I love seeing my friends, but like my parents, my mom doesn't necessarily like whenever I'm out or Kennedy's out. She doesn't necessarily like without kids, but then she always complains with kids, so I don't know how to please her.
I understand that because I hear about that too. I also understand how annoying it is to be like, always be the chauffeur. Like, will you take me here? Why can't your friend's mom come get you?
Yeah.
Like, you always have to be the one drop it off. So, like, and I partially feel bad because my kids want, like, can our friends come over? Sure, but they need to have a ride. I'm not going to pick them up.
Yeah.
And then they don't come over because I don't have a ride. So part of me feels bad. And part of me is like, I don't want to drive fucking 30 miles.
Yeah.
Or 30 minutes. I mean, just to go fucking by the mall is half hour from my house.
Yeah. It's like,
but
yeah. Sophia,
friend lives in Marcy.
But Sophia lived right by Jackson's. By, I mean, Jackson's. Right by Jackson's. By
the gas station?
Mom gave you guys rides all the time.
All the time.
And me.
She only lives like...
Oh, I thought you said her mom gave you rides. I was like,
3 minutes away. Like... She doesn't live that far away.
No, but still, I mean, so like, look, us as parents, as adults, we do have other things going on.
I know. And
something my kids don't understand, and I do feel bad for Riley, because sometimes, like, will you come shoot hoops? Like, dude, I just spent 8 hours carrying other people's furniture. I want to lay on the couch. I'm sorry. But I do feel bad later. It's like, I should have, because I do agree that, like, they're not this age. Or this fun forever. But also, I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah.
But I do want, like, so Riley's got Logan and some other. Logan's gotten better. I'll give him that. I mean, he still begs for Pepsis all the time. Dude, lose 10 pounds. You can have a Pepsi. No, I'm just kidding. I don't say that. I give him a Pepsi because he helps. There's some other kid, Landon? Leotard? I don't know.
Leotard.
Some other kid down the street that Riley used to hang out with. And this is where I was going with it. as we were walking last night, we were walking the dogs and we're coming home last night, the night before, his friend Leotard was riding his bike with his sister down the street.
I think it's McCoy.
They both kind of like made eye contact, but didn't say a fucking word. And his sister's like, aren't you going to say hi to your boyfriend?
Oh.
And he didn't say a word. So then she fucking yelled it. Why aren't you saying hi to your boyfriend? I'm just like trying not to laugh. Riley's like. And Leotard just keeps peddling away.
Leotard's like. McCoy.
Poor Leotard. He's got getting picked on by his sister. Sorry, his half-sister.
Leotard.
And so she's. I feel bad for Logan sometimes because Logan's in love with Leotard's sister. But if you've seen Logan, he has no shot with her. Ugh. And Logan's just like, I love you. And third he's wheel. Never got. Yeah, he doesn't have a shot. I feel third bad. Wheeler. And I'm like, Logan, dude, lower your standards. No, I was like, dude, move on. Fuck her. Bella. No woman is worth that, Logan. I got your back. No woman's worth that.
Here's a Pepsi.
Yeah,
here's
a Pepsi and a fucking Go-Gurt. So, I just want to know what you do during the summer as a kid nowadays.
I mean, I like breathe and I live in like a...
Should we wrap it up?
No, we don't wrap it up.
The ladies are texting.
All right.
Can I say some stuff?
No cursing.
Aww. Here, I'll turn his headphones down. Go.
You can still hear me. Like and subscribe, and titties is out.
Smash that like button.
Oh, dad balls out. Bye-bye.